Hi everybody, this is Ken. I'm at the K1A9 OpenSUSE booth and I'm talking to
Douglas DeMaio.
Hi Douglas, what has you here at FOSDEM?
Well, so we come here every year to basically, you know, show our support for FOSS and also have an appearance and talk about the things that we have new that are coming out.
So what is OpenSUSE for people who don't know?
Well, OpenSUSE is the oldest Linux distribution. And basically we have two rolling releases, we have two distributions. We have a rolling release called Tumbleweed. Yep. And we have what is called Leap, OpenSUSE Leap. And that's sort of like the traditional OpenSUSE that most people are familiar with. Yep. And the current one we have out right now is 42.2. And that came out in November. And just recently we got the cloud images up for EC2. And also Google's cloud and a bunch of others. So we have a lot of cloud images out that people can use for whatever purposes they have.
And you're based here in Germany, are you?
The project's all over the world, but most of the people that are coming here to FOSDEM are coming from Germany. But we have a large presence in Europe, America, South America, Asia. So we'll have some people come here to FOSDEM from those different locations, but most people are coming from Germany.
Now, you said OpenSUSE was an oldest distribution. Surely Debian and Slackware would beat you to
exactly,
that.
Exactly. But when we're talking about the bigger ones, yes.
Okay, fighting words for the Debian team later on when I interview them. So tell me, any new plans for what's going to be happening this year with OpenSUSE?
Well, right now we're working on 42.3 as well as 43, kind of happening at the same time. We do have some a few new things coming out. Of course, we have different projects within the OpenSUSE project.
The Open Build Service,
OpenQA, yeah. if you're familiar with that.
I'll be interviewing them separately, but yep.
Okay. And then, of course, we have Portis as well and Machinery. Those are two other projects that you might be familiar with.
So. Give us the lowdown on those.
So Portis is Portis is a way of managing your container images, right?
Yeah.
So I can't really talk specifically about it because I'm the PR guy. I know a little bit. I know a little bit about it, right? So that's a project that started about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And you know, we're just trying to push that information out there so people can try it, see what they think about it. And then, of course, Machinery is sort of a project that we've been working on about the same amount of time. And this allows you to see what's on your system. You could also use it on other distributions to kind of see what's on your system. It's really sort of it's a combination of tools into one big tool.
Okay, very good. And so do you get a lot out of FOSDEM every year, or what is the goal? Why even bother coming?
Well, you know, this is really about meeting people within the community and then of course rekindling old friendships. So I mean, there's a lot of people. I've only been here 2 years, you know, and of course many other people that come from OpenSUSE have been coming here for years. Yeah, for years. And of course it's always nice to meet up with them. And of course you have new people coming that are unfamiliar with the different projects that are here. And you know, that's kind of why we're here, right? We're here to bring people into the FOSS world and the open source world and
ideally the OpenSUSE part of the
that would be ideal. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Anything else that I missed or wanted?
Well, so with Tumbleweed, you know, if you're familiar with that, that's our rolling release, and the numbers have grown on that. There are a lot of users, a lot of people that are using it, and if you're familiar with Arch Linux, you know, it's sort of releases, exactly. Yeah. But you know, of course, we compile that. So when you get daily snapshots, and it's pretty much daily snapshots. I mean, this past I just wrote a story yesterday, and in the past 8 days, we had 7 snapshots. We got of course, it's system D. 232 has been out for a bit, but you know, we got that into the rolling release, and then we were the first, basically, to get a, other than probably Neon, get a KDE 5.9 in, and that was basically the same day.
There's, I use KDE, and I have this problem to do with the formatting of date from the ISO 8601, date specifically year dash dash month dash dash day day day. Every time I come to FOSTEM, people tell me that bug is fixed, but it's not fixed. It's an underlying bug in the Qt toolkit. Okay, how can I get this fixed? Who do I need to buy beer for? Irish whiskey? I don't care. Cup of nice tea, whatever it takes.
There's a guy that's going to be here named I always say Alex, but I know it's different. He's from Spain. Yeah. Go talk to him, and he will probably help you out. Or you could probably talk to Harold Sitter. He's working with KDE Neon with Jonathan Riddell. Yeah. And so I'd go buy beer for them, and they could
probably... I've already tried. It doesn't work.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking the time, and have a great show.
Thank you.